This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Some musicians can spend entire days or even weeks fussing over a song, aiming for just the right sound. The Brooklyn-based songwriter Sam Cohen spent 2.5 months creating a music video for his band Yellowbirds. Using stop-motion animation software and an X-Acto knife, Cohen cut out and arranged images for 3,000 individual frames. We'll hear more about the Yellowbirds album called The Color in a moment, but first, Sam Cohen and a band are here to play the song that provides the soundtrack for that animated music video, which, by the way, you can see on our webpage. The song is called The Rest of My Life. Here is Yellowbirds live on Soundcheck.
1, 2, 3, 4.
That's Yellowbirds live on Soundcheck with The Rest of My Life. The album's called The Color, and it's out now, but that's a live performance in the studio. Sam Cohen playing the guitar and auto harp and the lead vocals. Brian Cantor on drums. Josh Kaufman playing guitar and Annie Nero playing the bass. Sam, to you and the band, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you so much for having us.
So the music video to that song that you just played is the one with all the stop-motion animation.
Yes.
People can see it on the Soundcheck page, wnyc.org/soundcheck. So are you, do you have art animation training, or did you teach yourself?
I guess you could say I taught myself.
I did one of these videos in 2008 for a song from the last Apollo Sunshine record, a song called Singing to the Earth. And it was...
And that's your former band.
Indeed, yeah.
Is former the right word? Is Apollo Sunshine still an entity of sorts?
Yes, it's definitely maybe more of a spiritual entity now. we haven't broken up, but we're definitely pursuing other things right now and don't have a lot of plans for... no concrete plans for the future.
Okay. But so you had done something like this for that project a couple of years back. And then why take this kind of DIY approach?
I think it started as just something that I had the means to do. I could afford an X-Acto knife and a stack of used National Geographics. That wasn't a problem, and the technology wasn't scaring me away from the process either.
Right. But there's a thrift store in Greenpoint that comes into the story, right?
That's right. The Thing.
The Thing. What is The Thing?
The Thing is a hub of water-damaged records and used magazines and the occasional stereo component. It's in Greenpoint, and there's always furniture lining the sidewalk. You know it when you see it. There's often a red truck full of junk in front.
And so that's where you went to get some of the images that are in the video.
Just about all of the imagery, yeah.
It's a very colorful video, as befits an album called The Color, and I guess a band called Yellowbirds. Is there kind of a theme at work here?
I think I like colorful stuff.
So where did you get the name from the band, for the band?
The name from the band, actually, I had seen the word Yellow Bird written because I was playing...
It was that old Mills Brothers song from the middle of the 20th century.
There's that one, yeah. Chet Atkins did a version of it. It was actually, I was playing with a guy, George Lewis, whose band Twin Shadow, I think, was on the show over the summer. And he had a song he's not doing anymore called Yellow Bird, and I just liked the way it looked written. I had a song called Bright Shadow that I was thinking about. It's the first line of a song, Beneath the Reach of Light, we have. And he started playing with that as a name, and then Twin Shadow as a name. We ended up just kind of switching.
I'll give you this if you give me that title for this. All right. Okay. One of those deals. So it turns out that not only is color a big kind of inspiration, but location too. Not just, this Greenpoint store for the music video, but this next piece is called Pulaski Bridge. Inspired by the little view
from my window, yes.
The little bridge that connects Long Island City and Greenpoint.
Right.
Okay. You want to play it for us?
Sure.
Once again, it's the band Yellowbirds. Their album is called The Color. They're playing tomorrow night at Public Assembly in Brooklyn at 9 o'clock, and then next week, April 9th, at Southpaw in Park Slope, but playing for us live in the Soundcheck studio today.
One, two. I wanna be on a boat on a stream watching tumbleweed drift through the sky to lace through the day and hear music play on harps in the branches. Thank you.
never look at the Pulaski Bridge the same way again after that. That's the song Pulaski Bridge from the band Yellowbirds, live in the Soundcheck studio. The song appears on their new album called The Color. Let's see if we can, Sam, you were mentioning before the song Beneath the Reach of Light. Let's see if we can get that in here. You want to go straight on into that?
Sure.
Once again, the band is Yellowbirds on Soundcheck. That is Yellowbirds and Beneath the Reach of Light, a song from their new album called The Color. Live performance here in the studio, Sam Cohen singing and playing the guitar, and Brian Cantor playing the drums. He's been doing some backing vocals too. Annie Nero on bass, Josh Kaufman on electric guitar as well. Sam, the song Pulaski Bridge, which you played immediately before this, didn't end here today the way it ends on the record. On the record, there's a little clip of Wagner's piece Forest Murmurs from one of the Ring operas from Siegfried.
That's right.
And then later in the album, There's something else that sounds a lot like Wagner. It must be some kind of sample or something.
I can't speak to what that might be.
Really?
No, it is, yeah.
Are you a Wagner fan?
Well, my last name's Cohen, so I should put that out there.
Yeah.
I can't come right out and say I'm a Wagner fan, but I do enjoy the texture of his music, yes.
Okay, so a fan of the music and not the man. I think a lot of us can identify with that.
It's often the case.
Yeah, yeah. So there are a couple of Wagner references that you can find hidden on the album. The album's called The Color. The band is playing tomorrow night at Public Assembly in Brooklyn at 9 o'clock. And then on April 9th at Southpaw in Park Slope, Brooklyn, the band is Yellowbird. Sam, thanks for bringing the band in and playing for us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
And that'll do it for Soundcheck today. On our next program, a smackdown about the success and shortcomings of indie rock legends, The Strokes. You can weigh in with your opinion of The Strokes' new album now on our webpage, wnyc.org/soundcheck. Also tomorrow, a live performance from the classically comedic duo of Igudisman and Jew. Join us this Wednesday, in the Green Space, for a double bill of great songwriters. We'll have live performances from Suzanne Vega and the Mountain Goats, led by John Darnielle. You can be in the audience Wednesday. There are a few tickets left. It's March 30th, live, 2 p.m. Go to wnyc.org/thegreenspace. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. Our engineer today was Paul Schneider. The program produced by Katie McPherson and Greta Cohn. Our senior producer is Joel Meyer, and we had help today from Katie Salmon. I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again at this time next time for the next Soundcheck. To look there, in other words, just want to see.